It's Thursday, November 18th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Apple reverses course on right to repair, and cultures of blame and fear are part of the ransomware problem. This is the Business of Tech. In a significant reversal of their stance, Apple announced on Wednesday that customers will be able to repair their own iPhones. Consumers will be able to order the parts, tools, and manuals necessary to fix their own devices starting early next year. The program will start with the iPhone 12 and iPhone 13 in the US and will later expand to M1 Max and other countries throughout the year. To access parts, users will first have to read Apple's repair manual. Then they can place an order for the required tools through Apple's self-service repair online store. The timing here matters. Per reporting in The Verge, Wednesday was a key deadline in the fight over a shareholder resolution environmental advocates filed with the company in September, asking Apple to reevaluate its stance on independent repair. As a result, that resolution is being withdrawn. Why do we care? 27 states with right to repair bills being considered will do that to a company. This isn't out of the goodness of their hearts. This is out of market necessity. Note that this isn't evil either. Their goal is to maximize profit, and repair was part of that. It's market and societal pressures that matter here. How did this all come about? Pushes from the market. That's why we care. If you ever think it doesn't work, here's evidence that it does. A survey conducted by Pulse and Hitachi ID through September asked 100 IT and security executives what modifications they're making to their cybersecurity infrastructure, how those changes are able to handle cyber attacks, and how politics plays a role in their strategy. 99% of respondents said that at least some of their security initiatives include a move to SaaS. Some 36% said that more than half of their efforts involve this type of move. Multi-factor authentication has been started by 82% of those surveyed, single sign-on by 80%, identity access management by 74%, and privileged access management by 60%. Only 47% of the respondents said they've executed zero trust principles and policies. Now, couple that with the culture of the business. Cultures of blame and fear are causing businesses to lose critical, sensitive data that could have otherwise been saved if employees were comfortable enough to come forward. From Veritas Technologies, 56% of office workers admit to having accidentally deleted files hosted in the cloud. 20% do so multiple times a week. 35% of those who admit to accidentally deleting files report lying to cover up what they've done. In 43% of those cases, no one noticed the mistake, meaning that whatever data was lost was never noticed. In 20% of the instances where someone did realize what had happened, the data they had accidentally deleted was gone forever. When it comes to ransomware, employees are even more likely to lie or outright never mention an incident in which they had introduced ransomware to their business network. Only 30% said they would notify IT as to what had happened, including their role in it. 24% said they would notify IT, but leave themselves out of the story. 16% would try to recreate the documents they lost to the ransomware. 11% would log out and pretend nothing happened. And 8% said they would do nothing and hope the problem resolved itself. 92% of respondents also have a false belief that cloud providers are able to easily reverse their mistakes. Why do we care? I'm not entirely comfortable with the victim blaming implied in some of this data. The responsibility for the culture is on the business, not the employee. Building a culture of trust takes work. I coupled these two surveys because I think the rollout of these technologies is exactly the time to work on building culture. If you roll out all these tools, but then don't build the culture of trust preventing victim blaming, it's a lot less effective. There's one set of rates to bill for doing just the tech rollouts. There's an even better set of rates for addressing both. Are you still using on-prem file servers and VPNs to share files with remote workers? Ignite is a business-class cloud sharing solution that works more like your on-prem server than any other solution. With a security-first approach to file sharing and collaboration, Ignite offers multiple options for sharing files and collecting files from outside sources. And do it all while addressing data governance and compliance. Want to learn more? Check out ignite.com/MSP. That's EGNYTE.com. And when you do, tell them Dave sent you. Thanks for listening, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.